Welcome to Funny 15 Minutes, hosted by comedic improviser Jake Clements. That's me. Each week I'm joined with an awesome guest from the weird and wonderful world of comedy. We discuss their passion for comedy, how they got into the comedy industry, and everything in between. This week I'm joined by myself, as this is the first episode of Funny 15 Minutes with Jake Clements. I thought I'd introduce myself and my comedic history to you wonderful people. So how did I get into improv comedy? Well, I've been doing improv comedy for 10 years now, since 2011 to be precise. My first knowledge of improvised comedy was watching Whose Line Is It Anyway when I was a teenager. For quite a few years, watching repeats of that classic 90s show, or the 90s repeats, and it's still around today if you want to watch some on YouTube. In fact, I put in the show notes of some of my best bits that I love to watch all the time, and some of my favorite comedic improvisers on Whose Line Is It Anyway, US and the UK. I found on YouTube that there was a comedy group called the RH Experience, and they did short form comedy, and they uploaded videos onto their YouTube channel using a flip camera. Who remembers the flip cameras back in the day? So then they had a show which was local to me, so I decided to go to one of their shows. I thought this was amazing, seeing live improv comedy. I was only used to seeing it on TV pre-recorded. So, you know, TV, they could edit out the bad bits and put the better bits in of improv, or just skip a whole scene and a whole game. So you don't get the same sense of realness watching improv comedy on TV/YouTube. But then I saw their show and I thought it was amazing. I was a fan. I still am a fan of the RH, but I was like really starstruck that these three guys I watched on YouTube for ages were on this stage at Hoopla Improv Theatre, and it was crazy. It was a great experience. My first improv comedy show to watch was theirs, and so after the show, I went up to Tom Webster, who's a member of the RH Experience, and asked him how he got into improv comedy. That how did they go to lessons, or did they just do it off their back? With RH, they done it off their back. They done it at school and in college as well, with just those three, Connor, Luke and Tom. But Tom suggested or recommended Hoopla Improv Workshops. So I was 18 at the time in 2011. You can do the quick maths to see how old I am now. And I went to a workshop at Hoopla Improv. It was a drop-in workshop. And I was nervous at first. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say I was the best improviser in the room. It was a drop-in beginner's workshop on characterization. Sorry, I stuttered there. So I was quite nervous at first. Didn't go with anyone I knew. But Steve Rowe, who is the director of Hoopla Improv, he's a great teacher. He welcomed me in the room and created a safe environment where it's okay to fail. And you learn a lot from failing in improv, or you'll learn to embrace failure in improv to make a better scene or make people laugh more. So it's not like acting, like serious acting, where you have to say this line, otherwise it's game over as an actor. Improv comedy allows you to blend in between failing as an actor but embracing it as a character. Anyway, that's what I get from it nowadays. So going back to when I was in the workshop, I was really nervous, done a couple warm-up games, and then I got hooked on it. I went to every workshop every week. Back in those days, their workshops were in Balham or Brick Lane. So each week, it was a different subject matter. For example, characterization in 1 week. It could be status the next week. Could be short form games the week after. Or my favorite, and to this day, I still remember the Meisner Technique for Improv workshop that Steve Rowe took. And it was just amazing, the Meisner Technique in improv comedy. That was just my favorite workshop to date. So over time, after doing several workshops, I formed a short form comedy group called Mini Mini Montage. And we had a few shows as a troupe. And I really enjoyed working with every improviser in that group. It was my first group, and I really, really enjoyed our time together as a troupe. But as some short form groups, they come and they go, basically. And we were together for like a couple years, or a year, or I think, and then we just faded away. And then I took a break from improv comedy for about 2 years, and then I got back into it about 3 years ago, and I joined a short form group called Punderstandably. The Punders, as we were called, were the Punder players, and it was really fun playing with them. I'm a really bold improviser. I like bold characters, and I just loved playing with them and putting on shows with them at Hoopla Improv. But then I joined a Hoopla house team called The Aquarium, and we have been formed since 2019, so only a year old. But every member in that troupe are just amazing, very similar to myself, as in improvised style. It's all positivity, yes, and bold characters. And I love being a part of The Aquarium, and I wouldn't change them for anyone. Getting soppy over here over an improv comedy group. So especially with this year, we've done online shows, and we've got an online show coming up, hashtag plug. But in the show notes, I'll show you to my socials and my improv comedy group socials. So you know about my history of improv comedy now, and what groups I've been a part of. Why is the key factor? Why do I like short form so much? I mean, there's different types of improv comedy. There's long form, there's musical improv, there's hip hop improv. Why do I, as a performer, love short form improvised comedy? Well, the answer to that question is I love to create bold and exciting characters, very energetic, and use the whole of my kinesphere as a performer. And if I was in a long form kind of set and I had a bold, wacky character, I'd find myself as a performer, I reckon I would get drained so much. So that's why I tend not to do long form. And also, if I choose a character in a long form set and I don't like the character in the first 20 seconds, I'm going to have to be that character for 45 minutes. So that is my fear of long form. But you got to face your fears, I guess. So next year, I'm going to try and do long form. Hold me to this, guys, listeners. Hold me to it. I am also going to do hip-hop improv next year as well. These are my targets for next year. They were for this year, but stuff happened this year, which was out of everyone's control. But I'm glad I made this podcast this year and started doing something I love, and you guys will love as well. So what are my favourite characters or go-to characters I love to perform in short-form comedy? Well, one of my favourites is a goblin character. I love to play this character because it's so physical, and the physicality of becoming a goblin is quite funny, I find. And I just envision myself as like a Dobby kind of looking character. And the status between basically the master and the goblin is always fun to play off, because there could be a status change in the scene where the goblin is suddenly the higher one out of the two. Or they could just keep their status as the goblin being low and master being high. And it's just weird sci-fi element I like to put in to those scenes. And the voice is kind of like, oh, hello. Oh, I'm a goblin. Oh, no. Hello, master. Oh, my gosh. It's kind of like this. And it's really high pitch. So I can't be a goblin for too long. Otherwise, my voice breaks. It's really bad as a performer to stress your vocal cords. So we've come to the part of the show where I just talk about my future for improv comedy and comedy in general. What are my targets? What are the next projects I want to do? So one of the projects I want to do is this. You're listening to Funny 15 Minutes with me, Jake Clements. I want to keep this project up. I want to help you guys learn more about comedy through my comedy interviews with different improvisers / stand-up comedians within the wonderful world of comedy. And yeah, I just want to grow this podcast. And the way we can grow is we can grow together. You can leave a review, share around on Facebook groups. If you're part of any comedy Facebook groups, that'd be amazing. And another project I want to do for next year is do a Fringe performance. I was going to do Camden Fringe this year, but this year's been a bit weird, hasn't it? So I've held off for next year now. So I'm going to do a Camden Fringe solo show just by myself. It's going to be a mixture of stand-up comedy and improv comedy. Going to blend the two together. And it's going to be a fun project of mine to work on. And also, I want to learn how to do hip-hop improv as well and get better as a performer doing improvise hip-hop freestyle tracks. So those are my targets as a performer for next year. If you're a performer yourself, I would love to know what are your targets for next year, what projects you want to do. You can tweet me, link is in the show notes. So we've reached the end of the show now. This is the end of the show game. So, because this is a new show, I thought we could go through some weird and wacky slogans we can have for this show. So, I have a list here of generated slogans. So, I'm going to tell you three this episode and then three the next episode with our guest. So, this is one. Funny 15 minutes, unscripted. Recommended by Dr. Funny 15 Minutes. Puts the funny 15 minutes in Britain. So I'd love you to tweet me your suggestions of funny slogans we could have for this podcast. Each week I'll go through said slogans with every guest, and then we can have a funny debate about it. So I've been your host and guest for this episode, Jake Clements. If you've enjoyed this episode and want more, make sure you subscribe on your chosen podcast platform and leave a review. It really helps out the show. Next episode, I'll be joined by one of my wonderful guests. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I'll see you and you will hear me next week. So goodbye for now.